This is What's on Your Mind, live from your nation's capital today, and actually most of this week. We'll be here through Thursday, live from Washington, D.C. We're at the Heritage Foundation today. We'll be actually at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday with the program. Of course, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer Wednesday, actually coming to you from the U.S. Capitol rather than us being back home, so we're looking forward to that. I'm in Washington, D.C. In my role as part of the leadership of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, and broadcasters from all across the country are coming into Washington, D.C. to lobby members of Congress. So we'll be doing that on some broadcasting issues, and since I'm here on in that role, I thought, well, I might as well do a radio show and catch up with some friends and talk about what the heck is happening. Today we'll do that with Stephen Moore, Chief Economist at the Heritage Foundation, who will join us to start the program here. We'll crunch some numbers on the economy and take a look at maybe how North Dakota might be a beacon of a way forward for the rest of the country. We're also going to chat with some folks here at the Heritage Foundation about the just blizzard of EPA regulations that are coming at farmers, that are coming at our energy development, and wood-burning stoves, as we talked about last week. So we're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program as well. I was with the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas folks last night at an Eddie Money concert. They're creative, those credit union folks, aren't they? Eddie Money at their national conventions. That was lots of fun, and saw some good North Dakotans from all over having a great time at the Eddie Money concert, believe it or not. Although he did not sing Take Me Home Tonight. So, Todd, I hope we can use that as a bumper at some point in the program today, since I'm having, little withdrawals on Eddie Money music. So, anyway, all that coming up in the program. Here's the telephone number. Love to have you tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments, and a good opportunity for you to chat with Stephen Moore, who is the chief economist now at the Heritage Foundation. Great to see you, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, welcome to the sanity-free zone of America. Great to be with you.
Yes.
Good to see you in person. I guess the last time was when you brought me out to North Dakota a couple of years ago, which was quite a trip.
It was, and we took Stephen up in coal country, spent a little time in Hazen and Beulah, and toured the Freedom Mine at North American Coal's operation up there, and they're still under assault, those guys. Amazing.
They are. You know, the coal industry, if Obama has his way, there will be no coal industry in this country. They think that coal is some kind of evil source of energy. And, you know, once they go after coal, then they're going to go after oil, then natural gas. Anything that works, they're against.
What is the deal? I mean,
it's interesting. Since I was out there a couple of years ago, and that really was one of the most eye-opening trips of seeing the incredible energy production that's going on there. And I tell everybody around the country about it. I mean, it's really amazing. North Dakota, states like North Dakota and Texas and Oklahoma are carrying the rest of the economy on its back. And we need to make the rest of the country look like North Dakota, not vice versa. And look, Washington is trying to shut you people down. There's no question about it. They are the enemy of oil, gas, and coal.
Why, though? Is it because they want to, put a thumb on fossil fuels so that they can get the green utopian agenda going? Or is it some sort of averse idea that, here's what bugs me. North Dakota is a prime example of what that kind of energy development could do for the greater economy.
Right.
So we have a terrible economy in the United States. Why wouldn't they put the wind at the back of every energy resource to try and help the economy?
Yeah, if you look at the economy over the last 4 years, if you take out the energy sector, oil, gas, coal, there's been no recovery at all. So it's states like North Dakota and Texas and Oklahoma that are carrying the rest of the economy on its shoulders. And you would think that Washington would be celebrating this and trying to spread it. Instead, they're still trying to snuff it out. I mean, the president said the other day that we're running out of oil and gas. We're not running out of oil and gas. We're running into it, right? I mean, we have so much of it. Every time they drill in the Bakken Shale, they're finding more sources of oil and gas. It's a great example of how when you put together, entrepreneurship and American ingenuity, you can make incredible things happen. And by the way, we're way ahead of the rest of the world in these technologies, as you know, Scott. Did you see, by the way, you really got me started on this, The continent that was going to go with all this green energy stuff was Europe. Well, they just announced last month during their climate change negotiations, they're moving away from green energy. They want to get into fracking. They want to get into coal development. They want to get into oil development. They want to get into horizontal drilling. And so just as they are moving away from it because their costs are so high, we've got Washington talking about moving towards exactly the policies that have failed in Europe.
And again, I come back to the fact that given what we know it does for the economy, why in the world you wouldn't want to, say, hey, look, let's use this as a lift for the economy. Is it that the green agenda, the environmental extremists are so powerful a grip politically?
Great question. You know, I was listening to National Public Radio this morning driving into work in Washington, and they had this interview with this multi-billionaire investor who's Steyer, I think is his name. And he's the one who's dumping all of this money into these Democratic races to radicalize the Democrats against any kind of fossil fuel development in this country. Now, he's a big investor in green energy, so he has vested interest in this. But I think it's further than that. I think we have to start really exposing the radical environmentalists as anti-growth, anti-capitalist, anti-progress, anti-income. And they're the people who are going to destroy the jobs in this country unless we take our gloves off and start fighting back.
There's a new survey out about North Dakota being the happiest place in the U.S. You know, and
it's the coldest too, right?
Well, yeah, it's not warm. I'll give you that. And it's been a cold winter. But I mean, ABC News has a post up about this right now, and I put it on our Facebook page. But I mean, to me, this means providing for your family is a lot more important than nice weather or a beach or something.
Well, here's the point. Let's say that the United States of America reduced its carbon emissions to zero. Let's say we emitted zero carbon. And let's say you're someone who's really concerned about global warming. I think it's, the science is very, very murky here. But let's say that you think that this is a real serious concern. Even if we stop emitting any carbon emissions, which would be zero, almost impossible. We couldn't live without, some carbon emissions. It would make no difference in terms of the global temperature because China and India and Pakistan and all these other, Indonesia, their emissions are so far up. All we're doing with all of these anti-carbon policies is unilaterally disarming our economy.
That's the tragedy of this whole thing. That's why, you almost start looking for ulterior motives here. Maybe this is about creating a class of dependent folks and we really don't want the economy to roar.
And the problem is, look, you just cannot power a $16 trillion industrial economy with windmills and solar power. I mean, there's an old saying that you can make windmills with steel, but you can't make steel with windmills. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, and you look at coal, you look at now the natural gas, and we have a lot of that right now. And the New York Times writes about it all the time because they're worried about flaring as if that's a good thing. But it's a byproduct of oil and gas development, right?
Well, the reason we're doing flaring, I mean, one of the things that opened my eyes when we took that trip to what town was it? Williston, I think we went to, was that, they are burning a lot of that natural gas off with flares. That's because there's no way to get it to the market. I mean, we need infrastructure in this country. And as people in North Dakota and the great Northwest know, the infrastructure we need in this country is pipelines. We need to build a system of pipelines in the 2010s the way we built the interstate highway system in the 1950s.
Without question. And then the cheap energy that will provide, you're going to export it.
We can sell this stuff abroad. I mean, imagine how this changes the whole international scene if the United States goes from being a major oil and gas import country to a major oil and gas export country.
What do you see it doing for manufacturing in this country?
Huge. I mean, this is the other big part of the story. I've written a lot about this. I mean, there is a manufacturing renaissance going on in this country. And even in states like Michigan, outside of Detroit, Ohio is rebuilding steel plants. And it's a lot of it is being powered by cheap energy. Whereas Europe, one of the reasons Europe is moving away from green energy is they can't compete any longer. Their electricity costs are 2 to 3 times higher than ours are.
Stephen Moore is with us today, by the way. He is the chief economist now at the Heritage Foundation, recently left the Wall Street Journal, but still writing a monthly column. Yep. So we get to read you in the great Wall Street Journal editorial page, which, about 5-10 minutes a day, you scan that Wall Street Journal.
When you have your Starbucks coffee, you got to read the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
There's just about pretty much everything you need to know right there, and I'm glad you're still there because that was obviously a wonderful opportunity to have you have influence on the editorial board there and write your columns, but at least you're still doing that monthly while being able to contribute to the greater good in crunching the numbers as the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. Any questions or comments for Stephen Moore, who you see on Fox News Channel and all over the media? Welcome today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When we come back, Brian, Jamestown has a question for you on global warming, and I also want to talk a little bit about anything we can hope for out of this current Congress in the way of tax reform, because I know you've long talked about that being one thing that maybe the left and the right could agree on, Democrats and Republicans, to get done. But is there any hope? We'll talk about that when we continue after a short time out. Live from the Heritage Foundation, we're in Washington, D.C. all week with What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Eddie Money when we come back, Todd. Would you do that for me? A little Monday present. Since he didn't sing Take Me Home Tonight, we can play it here. Coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter. Like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fixed. Now I feel better. Take Me Home Tonight. How does he not sing that? It was like number four on the Billboard charts with Ronnie Spector. I mean, she couldn't be there, I guess, so maybe that's why he didn't do it. But I was a little bummed out, Todd. And by the way, he is 65, so you have to cut him a little slack on the fact
that... Oh, not yet. He's not 65 for another month.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's still 64.
Sorry.
I know.
Exact right math there. But, I said, wow, he looks a little tough, but he sounds good. Still sounds good. But
rock and rollers lead a, quite a life. It's amazing some of them are still alive. But
He did say he quit drinking 4 years ago, but he maybe should have thought about that like 24 years ago. I don't know. But anyway, it was fun, and my thanks to the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas folks for the invite, because it was fun Sunday night.
Awesome.
Eddie Money. All right, we're back at the Heritage Foundation, and we're chatting with Stephen Moore, Chief Economist here. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Brian, what's your question for Steve? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
More or less a comment. Sorry. Global warming. Dun, dun, dun. You know, if you guys watch the Today Show, these guys are out there. They're showing video of coal-fired plants 30, 40 years ago and how dirty the air is. I mean, they're just trying to muster up. They're fear-mongering is what they're doing. And, you know, I listen to these people talk about coal-fired plants and how they're, you know, they're out to just kill these people that live next to them, and it's such dirty air quality and this and that. I mean, for their own selfish interest as business owners, what good would it do them to kill the consumer of their product? It's not like a car. You don't just go out and sell somebody something and walk away. You're relying on this guy to come over and flip the light switch on every day, and unless that happens, it's not profitable, correct?
Yeah, no, look, I agree with you. I think there is an ulterior motive here. I think that when you look at coal today, it is so much cleaner than it was, as you said, 20, 30, 50 years ago. The carbon emissions, the amount of soot and other kinds of pollutions from coal have been dramatically reduced. And you're right, they're showing what it was like 50 years ago with coal plants, not how clean they are today. Let me just add one other thing. They're talking about decimating, Scott, whole towns in America, not just in places like North Dakota, but, you know, West Virginia. And these are not wealthy towns. These are towns that would just be wiped off the map if you got rid of coal mining. And these are people who make, you know, $30,000-$35,000 a year. I thought the left cared about the working man and women. They don't care about these people who are going to lose their jobs.
Not as much as they do about tree huggers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and political contributions. I mean, how else can you explain Keystone XL pipeline?
There is no explanation for that. I mean, this is as close to a no-brainer as you can get. You're talking about 5,000 jobs, at least, that would be union jobs that would pay $75,000, $80,000 a year. These pipe fitters make a lot of money. You know, we have 20 million people out of work in this country, ladies and gentlemen. And Barack Obama is killing projects that would create jobs.
Because the environmental extremists have a grip on them.
They do. And it's really a tragedy look, we all want clean air and clean water. We want fracking done cleanly. We want to make sure that emissions from coal plants are clean. But the point is that we've made incredible progress. I mean, the air in most cities today, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Chicago, any city you want to look at, is cleaner today than it was 50 years ago.
Cleanest air in the country is in North Dakota, and there's coal plants everywhere.
Good
so
point.
Go
Great
figure
point.
That out. And, you know, interesting, there was a project in Minnesota, right on the border of actually Minnesota and South Dakota, called the Big Stone Power Plant. A group of folks got together, were going to build this plant that the day it opened would have been twice as clean, if you will, mm-hmm. than the one they were replacing, right?
Right.
And they couldn't get financing for it. They couldn't get because of EPA regs, everything else. Mm-hmm. So here is an effort to improve a facility.
Great point.
But again, the extremists shut it down.
Yeah. And hey, look,
Scott,
we're not.
Can I add one more thing here?
Yeah,
guys?
Sure.
Sure, Brian.
You know, you're just talking, the cleanest air in the country is in North Dakota, and guess what? We're not running on sunshine and rainbows. We're running on coal-fired power, baby. Have a good day.
And exporting it to states like
gas. They don't even like natural gas. And natural gas is one of the cleanest burning fuels there is. That's when I knew these guys were hypocrites. They keep talking about wanting to reduce carbon emissions. And if you want to reduce carbon emissions, then you've got to be, you know, all in on natural gas, and now they're against natural gas, too. They're against anything that works.
They sure are. You know, and you mentioned earlier that the president said we're running out of oil and gas. I mean, look what we could do to the federal deficit if we opened up a small percentage of federal lands. I mean, in North Dakota, obviously, the boom is on private lands that the president conveniently takes credit for, which is ironic, because he has nothing to do with it. But on the federal lands, you know, average permit on private lands in North Dakota, 18 days. Same rock, same everything else, but federal lands, 6 months.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And you're probably, you know, and you're not, you may not get approval on federal lands.
But isn't that our path to eliminating the federal debt?
Huge. I mean, you could look. We're sitting on $3-4 trillion worth of California has $2 trillion of oil and gas. So let's say you impose a you know, a small tax on that, you could eliminate our national debt, you know, in 20 years. That's $17 trillion of debt you could essentially eliminate by going all in on oil and gas development.
Never mind the jobs and everything else and all the ancillary, ancillary benefits. Yeah. Jack and Crookston for Stephen Wright. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This is Scott and guest Steve. Say,
hi.
Steve, what's with our property rights in this country? We seem to have great property rights, but people that are immigrating in here come from countries that don't have good property rights in their countries. I'm talking maybe Mexico and South American countries. What's the difference there in the way of property rights with our Constitution and theirs?
Oh, it's one of the formulas for our economic success, no question about it. But I wouldn't say that it's, you know, the immigrants that are coming in that are invading our property rights. It's the federal government. I mean, they're coming in and they're, you know, for example, let me give you something that everybody should be worried about. You know, there's two species that are that the Obama administration wants to put on the endangered species list. One is called the sage grouse and the other is called the prairie chicken. And there's a lot of debate as to whether these are even endangered. But if they put those two birds on the endangered species list, you're talking about millions and millions of acres of private land across this country, especially out west, that would be removed from development. So you want to talk about property rights. Oh, my God, this is the one of the biggest land grabs by the federal government in the history of this country.
Amazing. Jack, appreciate the call. Only about a minute left, but I do want to ask you about, is there any possibility of the tax reform you've long sought to jumpstart
sure
the economy?
So, you know, I've devoted a quarter century of my life to this issue. You know, it's we've got a tax system that is a disgrace to the human race. We can do much better. We can create far more jobs in this country if we lowered our tax rates. And I got to get this in, Scott. I say it every time on your show. But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if North Dakota set an example and eliminated your state income tax like 9 other states? You know, we want North Dakota to be the 10th state in this country without a personal income tax.
Great idea.
Can't we do that?
Well, yeah.
Come on.
And they always argue that property taxes are a bigger burden and nobody complains about
the income
taxes.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it while you got the chance.
It's worked for South Dakota.
Yeah.
We could learn
a
lot.
Tennessee and Texas, you know, New Hampshire. Those states are booming, folks, just almost as much as North Dakota.
So does Obama have it in him to work with the...
I doubt it. I don't think this president wants. He wants higher tax rates. He doesn't want to reform the tax system.
Doesn't he want his? I mean, he's the clock is running out.
His legacy is Obamacare.
Wow,
the biggest failure of the last 30 years. He believes that's his legacy.
Good luck with that, right? Stephen, we'll have you back to North Dakota soon.
I hope so.
Look forward to it. Thanks for the time.
In the spring
today.
Or summer this time.
Yeah, there you go.
Not January or February.
He was up for quite a blizzard last time. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank
you.
We
want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESET Consulting Service, go to NESETconsulting.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning, Scott. Hey, I just wanted to comment on this, on these coal burning plants, to this issue that you guys are talking about this morning. Didn't Obama run on the platform of clean burning coal? I could have sworn that when he was running for president, he was talking about all these new renewable resources and clean burning coal plants. I do believe if you check any of his clips from back then, that would be part of it. So he's really flip-flopped on that. Just wanted to mention that to you guys. Love the show. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Kathy Nesset is going to join us next hour. She was here testifying before the National Governors Association Natural Resources Committee. Kathy, of course, of Nesset Consulting Service, and one of the leading geologists in the state. All the oil companies go to her to, you know, tweak the latest and the greatest on all the different things that pull oil and gas out of the ground. And Governor Jack Dalrymple is here as well at the White House last night with the National Governors Association out here in D.C. as well. And Kathy, and he chairs actually this National Resources Committee of the National Governors Association. So we'll talk with her about her testimony there. We're also going to chat with some of the folks from the EPA, from the Heritage Foundation, about the EPA, rather, and some of these new regulations. So look forward to that conversation. As to the caller's point on President Obama, I only remember this. I remember a San Francisco Examiner editorial board meeting when then-candidate Barack Obama, not yet president, but he was a candidate for president, talked about a policy that would basically bankrupt coal companies and then have electricity rates necessarily skyrocket. That was his plan. So I think whenever he talks about clean coal technology, it's in the derogatory sense that it's not here, and therefore we have to use other sources of energy. So I don't know that he's flip-flopped. I think he's, if anything, masked a very radical position, i.e. we need to bankrupt coal companies. We need to have electricity rates necessarily skyrocket. That was his own words. Cody and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Well, I was just calling, just kind of feeding into exactly what you were just saying about skyrocketing electricity rates and everything. And I just wanted to bring it to light. I heard someone talk about how we can't run on sunshine and wind here a little bit ago, and I created a system at my house. Now, I'm feeding 10 to 12 kilowatts, depending on how I want to set it up. And I'm not using any fuel for it. I'm not using anything for it. It is creating power to power itself, plus my whole home with electric water heater, electric heat, electric everything, and plenty of extra electricity to feed right back into the grid. So rather than pay an electric bill, I get a check back, and they're reselling it. So if enough people are doing this, yeah, it is actually possible to eliminate all the coal and almost actually eliminate the rest of the electric people if you get enough people on the grid doing this.
I don't know how practical that would be, but I, you know, first of all, I think we need every energy resource. If you just look at the grid of what we're going to need of power, we need everything, right? Just to be able to normal growth curve going forward, we need every energy resource. So the idea of we can do without coal, I think, is really naive, personally. However,
I don't say that because obviously being from North Dakota, it's a big part of our industry. But the system that I have could be blown up to the scale of supporting stores. I mean, it could be as big as it wants to be. Now, I don't have the funding, obviously, to make it as big as I want it to be. I've got $3,000 invested in mine, and that basically wiped out $4,800 a year in electric and gas bills for me. So it pays for itself. Not only did I wipe out $4,800 a year in gas and electric bills, I'm bringing in just about $4,000 a year on return from what I'm selling back to the electric companies. So
yeah, no,
I'm
curious about
bucks a year ahead.
Yeah, it's a neat story, Cody. I'm curious about how that works when you sell it back on the grid. My understanding is that's not an easy process to put power back on the grid, mostly because the power companies, you know, they got to know it's reliable and they're not real. I've talked to folks that are doing some of these plants where they take, you know, and cap natural gas and then power it, and have tried to sell it back to the power companies and have a heck of a tough time in doing that, even, you know, in a larger scale than you're talking about. But how? Tell me about the arrangement of selling it back to the power provider. Who's your power provider?
Morgan 2 for electric. I was on MDU, and basically at the point when I called and asked to be completely disconnected off the grid, that's how I figured I was going to do it, and I told them what I was doing, and they thought if I felt it was reliable enough to be completely cut off the grid to not receive an electric bill anymore, that it would be reliable enough to be relied upon for them.
Well, good for them. I mean, I'm glad that they were proactive about it, because a lot are not, and that's one of the challenges out there that I think needs to be worked through. Very interesting. And where do you live, Cody?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
That's fascinating. And you just did all this yourself? You didn't go to somebody's?
Kind of started punching numbers and playing and seeing what I was using for electric, and went online and kind of figured out what all electric appliances and what electric heat would cost. Because I used to be forced air, gassy, and kind of just punched all the numbers on what everything would be and figured, well, okay, this is about what I would need. This is what I was peaking at as far as electric use when I was really using a lot in the house, and kind of went with a 12-kilowatt system to start with. I only ever have it set up to 10 because I only really ever peak at about 8. But normal use during the day is a half to 1 kilowatt hour, which is plenty. I mean, basically that whole time I'm still creating 10 kilowatt hours, but I'm only using a half to 1, so 8.5 to, or 9 to 9.5 are getting sold back.
Well, it sounds like you're busy there. You're working on something, so we're going to let you go. But, Cody, do me a favor, if you would, leave your number with Shane, our engineer, because I'd love to visit with you further and learn a little bit more about what you're doing there and see if others can do it. What I love about it is just the ingenuity of it. Just saying, hey, you know, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to save some money. And, you know, again, what I love is you have the ability to do that, and that makes some sense. The idea that we take away or take down energy resources because of, you know, some utopian view of, well, if we do this, then other countries will follow suit, and meanwhile we'll harm the economy, just drives me crazy. But I love what you're doing, because it's...
Well, the part of it would be, too, it would not be close all of our coal and all of our other stuff, but everybody keeps talking about how electric rates are going to be so ridiculous. You know, if individuals like myself would give the electric companies a run for their money, they wouldn't be able to do that. They would have to leave it affordable for everybody. People on fixed incomes, the people that aren't working in the oil field, so to say. I mean, I know that's a bad term to use, but everybody says, oh, the oil field money. Well, not all of us are working in the oil field. Not all of us have the oil field income, but we're still paying the price for it, because it came to our state in a lot of different areas.
Well, I mean, it lifts all boats, though. But I hear you. I mean, there's you know, There's good and there's bad. There's challenges with all of it, without question. And somebody emailed here and said, I find it hard to believe this guy's only got $3,000 invested. I've looked into going off the grid pretty extensively. I priced it at about $16,000 to $20,000 for my house. You said three, right?
I got three into it. And there's not a whole lot. I mean, as far as working components, there's not a lot that I didn't buy. I didn't really make any because I'm not really set up to... Not really set up to be manufacturing any of that kind of electrical stuff in my basement.
What are you working on right now? I hear pipes and clanks and...
Oh, I'm just moving some cables around. Cable clamps here.
I love it. You're having a conversation and working at the same time. Only in North Dakota.
That's why. You betcha.
That's why it's the happiest place in the world. Hang on a sec, Cordy, if you would, because I want to get your information. We'll follow up on this and... Maybe you could be an inspiration for others. Thanks for the call today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you today's broadcast. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource to find out about the 60,000 jobs, the $30 billion in economic activity, and our path to energy security in the United States, energy independence. Thanks to the oil and gas development that really is the story of the nation. Pretty amazing. In Washington, D.C. today, coming to you from the Heritage Foundation today, the Capitol the rest of the week. By the way, I flew over the Metrodome yesterday, Todd. It's still there. It's still there, but barely. Barely. Because I saw Target Center, and I'm like, okay, where's the Metrodome? There it is. Like just a little bit of the infrastructure from the seats left, but there's not much else that you can recognize of the Metrodome.
I remember they were building that thing. Man.
I do, too.
The first year it was open, I remember the dome deflating. I was home for Christmas freshman year of college, and hey, the dome deflated already, so we drove around and watched it.
A photo up of it on Facebook, if you want to check that out. It's up there. So what do you make of this fact that we are the happiest place in the United States? The Midwest state... what is this called? Index? No, it's called it's an annual survey of the Gallup Healthways Wellbeing Index. Okay? And we've displaced Hawaii, which is fell to eighth now, in the number one spot. And here's what I understand of what they take into account here. By the way, a very Midwestern flavor to this now. What does that say? North Dakota 1, South Dakota 2, Nebraska, Minnesota, Montana. The breadbasket. The happiest place.
Why are we letting our secret out?
I don't know.
Shut up those people.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Do we know when the survey was actually taken?
What are you suggesting?
I talked to a few people about this survey, and they're thinking, what, they took that in January and February and asked a bunch of people that North Dakota's number one at this time of year? What?
States were measured on 6 sub-indexes, including individual life evaluation, emotional health, work environment, physical health, healthy behaviors, and access to basic necessities.
Here's an idea. Maybe we're just not a bunch of whiners up here.
We have the highest scores for work environment and physical health, which obviously the booming economy would make sense. 178,000 interviews. And it was last year with adults across all 50 states. So they took it all year long. So weather, you know. Probably not a big factor. The ABC News blog on this has a picture of Josh Duhamel saying, hey, he's from North Dakota. And he talked about him voicing having high praise for his home state and also voicing the tourism ads. They've got a photo of oil field workers, and they have a most beautiful landscape shot of a shot outside of Watford City. And by the way, I'd say... Hawaii has nothing on us for beauty. That's my take. 800-228-0550. Why is North Dakota the happiest place in the U.S.? Answer that question for me, folks. I want to know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, Scott, on What's on Your Mind. Glad to hear your guest mention the greater sage-grouse listing. Now we need to start pounding away on Agenda 21. We need somebody in there that can really talk about Agenda 21. Thanks. See you later.
Yeah, it's Agenda 21. Speaking of property rights, which came up on the program with a caller from Crookston, Minnesota, is a huge issue. Without question, so agree with you there. And I'd the sage-grouse thing, same thing there. We got to tackle that one, too, so appreciate that. We've been asking you what issues we want you to, you want us to tackle on your behalf on our Facebook page, so we'll share some of those with you as well. Brad is in Hankinson, listening on AM 1100. Hey, Brad, you're on What's on Your Mind.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, you?
I was going to, I'd like to point out that North Dakota has also surpassed Wisconsin in per capita consumption of alcohol, which might have something to do with the happiness factor about living here in this cold.
I hope not.
I'm sorry, but I'm sure it does.
No, I think there's a lot more things that, you know, in other words, alcohol use, irresponsible alcohol use, I should say, because I'm not one of these people that thinks that you can't use alcohol responsibly, but pretty much anything in moderation makes a lot more sense than abusing it. But I think there are a lot of things in North Dakota to be happy about that do not include consuming alcohol. And you're not suggesting that folks need to be a little tipsy to be happy in North Dakota, are you, Brad?
Well, it sort of helps to endure the 60 below zero wind chills. I'll give you that much.
Or a trip somewhere, right? Or just being out there somewhere.
There
it's a great
state. I just had to let you know that fact.
Yeah, exactly. We've now the cheeseheads have been knocked off the perch of the beer kings. How about that?
That's right. All right.
Thank you,
guys,
Brad.
Have a great day.
Okay, you as well. On. Yep. Brenda says you forgot the awesome people. That's North Dakota's greatest treasure. Beaver says, does that mean we're no longer part of Canada now, too? Laugh out loud. Nothing against our Canadian neighbors, because I was born in North Dakota and have been accused of sounding like a Canadian when I traveled to southern states.
Oh, what are you talking about?
About. Get out. Ryan says, Hawaii is great until you try to live there. Cost of living is 30 to 50% higher than anywhere else in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? Hawaii is a fine place to visit. I was blessed to take a trip there one time with a bunch of listeners and check out Pearl Harbor and remember that important part of history in the United States and, you know, go to a few islands and I liked it, but live there? Not a chance. Not a chance. I think what this means, and here's my take on it, and I want yours. This to me means that family is most important. Providing for family, outdoor life to, you know, spend time with family, this robust economy that allows you to, you know, leave the woodpile a little higher for future generations. That's what makes people happy. Not, you know, looking at an ocean or a beach. And look, there's plenty of beauty in North Dakota everywhere. Just go look for it. I mean, I can see it in a good sunrise. A friend of mine from New York came out not long ago, Jay Nordlinger. He writes for the National Review, and he wanted a tour of the Bakken, so I gave him a tour of the Bakken. And we're leaving our offices in Fargo to head for our studios in Tioga. And literally just pulling out of the parking lot in Fargo, right? I can't wait to get him out west to see, you know, all this beauty and the boom and everything else. But we're in a parking lot in Fargo, and he says, your sky is so big here. I mean, he immediately is soaking in our sky. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, New York, what do we see? Buildings. We don't see the sky. We get to see the sky here. I mean, we take things for granted, I think, a little bit here.
No, and on that, dovetailing off of that, I got friends that when they visit North Dakota, they say, well, how come you don't have any tall buildings here? Because we don't have to. We have room to build out.
Exactly. We want to see our sky.
The places have tall buildings is because they can't build out.
That's right. Todd Madnan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
You know, it's sort of funny. We just flew back from Hawaii on Saturday. Thanks to the welcome weather, we hear it was really nice while we were gone. Come back and it's this temperature. But them not being number one was a huge story for them. They were just upset and they couldn't understand how a state that fracked oil could be the number one place in the world. And that's actually the angle that they took at it is, boy, they've got an unhealthy thing going on with the fracking.
Unhealthy. Unhealthy in what way? Never once documented to be, done anything to the drinking water or cause anything.
I'm sure they saw the movie Gasland, you know, and get their opinion from that. But it was really funny the way that they portrayed it as, boy, I can't believe that North Dakota is the number one happiest place in the world here and in the U.S., you know. And we thought, well, we're pretty happy. So.
Why did you move? Why did you come to North Dakota from Hawaii, Todd?
Oh, no, I didn't move. We're from here. We were just visiting down there.
I see. All right. You're vacationing there.
We were on a trip, and it just happened to be that way. And like you said, I would never live down there. The cost of living and everything. It's too much and too many tourists for me.
So their nose was a little.
Roosters everywhere.
the news, their noses were a little bent out of joint over being dethroned by North Dakota.
Yeah, they were just a little bit, and they had to throw that jab in there about the fracking, you know. So, oh well, I guess to each their own, and it's a nice place to visit, but I would never want to live there.
Let's send them a bunch of copies of the movie Fargo and just a row.
Oh, and they asked about that all the time. They're like, "Is North Dakota really like the movie Fargo?" I mean,
oh, just like it. It's a documentary, yeah.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Kathy Nesson on her testimony before the national governors about fracking and more coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Good people sign contracts, but whenever you ask a wealthy person to sign a contract, who do they always have look at theirs first? Their attorney. When cost isn't an issue and someone says sign here, you say, let me run it by my attorney instead of picking up and acting like one. I saved over $19,000 on one contract. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.